Rabbi praises Serbia-Kosovo agreement for including Israel, Jerusalem. By Joel B. Polak on September 8, 2020. Rabbi Pesach Lerner, president of the Coalition for Jewish Values, praised the Trump administration's Serbia-Kosovo agreement over the weekend, noting that it had made a special effort to include normalization of relations between Kosovo and Israel, and both Balkan countries putting embassies in Israel's capital city of Jerusalem. In a statement, Rabbi Lerner said, "It is astounding that the president and his administration would insert normalization of relations between Muslim-majority Kosovo and Israel, and Serbia moving its embassy to Jerusalem, into a historic peace agreement normalizing economic relations between the two countries. It demonstrates that the president truly cares for Israel's fair treatment in the family of nations, and that his new efforts are making dramatic inroads in the Muslim world." The Coalition for Jewish Values is a conservative-leaning group, describing itself as the largest rabbinic public policy organization in America, which articulates and advocates for public policy positions based upon traditional Jewish thought. In contrast, the left-wing group J Street, which bills itself as pro-peace, was quiet about the Serbia-Kosovo agreement. J Street has endorsed Joe Biden for president and is pushing for a return to the Obama-Biden's policy of pressure on Israel and concessions to the Palestinians. It also supports a return to the Iran nuclear deal, despite the historic advances in relations between Israel and the Arab world since the U.S. withdrew from the deal. J Street President Jeremy Ben-Ami commented by proxy, retweeting an article in the left-wing Israel Daily Haaretz in which the author complained that while Israel-Kosovo normalization was long overdue, it was also made for the wrong reasons. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.